is a sound from a work in one of the two collective exhibitions called La Rêve des Formes, The Dream of Shapes. Sound from one exhibition often clashes with sound from another. I'll tell you more about that in a programme later this year. Along with the two collective exhibitions, The Dream of Shapes and Diorama, some solo shows. One is called Light Boiled Like Liquid Soap. It's an installation which will be changing its colour and perhaps its shape over 3 years, says French artist Wilfried Almendra. The currently ultra-white 120-square-metre space is a place where children or adults can play. They may sit or stand and contemplate the outdoor-style plastered pipes near the walls or semi-opaque silicone sheets hanging from copper piping fixed to suspended slabs of ceiling plaster. They may touch them, sit or climb on them or pull them. This space is made to evolve. It's a living installation. The generous artist is inviting visitors to leave their handmarks and feel at home.
During all day, the installation change, move with the light, with different things. For me, it's very important to don't have things very stable. For the kid, I think it's you need to have some space very open. But it's, you know, it's for every people because you have a lot of detail. You need to stay.
We need to come here perhaps at different times of the day. I mean, it's right now the sun beating on us. I'm going to come and stand in the shade a little. The way you've constructed this, there are ceilings, an average height of a ceiling. Why have you distributed your ceiling spaces in this particular way?
You have two different sizes. You have the normal size, like a house, like a suburb, and you have the Haussmann size. 240.
240.
Yeah, and 290.
290.
Yeah, and this installation speaks about the body. So for me, it's very important.
So it's something relative to the height of each person who comes here, whether they're little ones or the same height as us, for example.
Yeah, definitely.
So it gives us a different sensation. It's about sensation.
Yeah, and you are in the same time in the house, and you are in the basement also because you have a lot of pipe with the plaster.
You talked about kind of radio aspect to this piece. Can you explain that?
You have one piece inside white cube, and I decide to give something outside. And I decide, it's very simple, to buy transmitter, pirate transmitter. I work actually with poet, with a musician, with a different person, and I broadcast all things outside with the emitter, and everything here is linked with the cable and to the emitter, so everything is alive. These things is not just a decoration thing.
It's not a pretty copper pipe.
No, it's an antenna. Everything is linked together. It's like a lottery. I'm not a DJ, so I not decide when and what kind of sound the computer decide for me. So I have an algorithm, and every day, 3 or 4 times per day, the computer pick one song and broadcasts outside.
So we could be in here and we could pick this up on our mobile phone.
I show you. It's...
Right, so we go on the website, which is your name,
it's
right?
WilfriedAlmendra.com. It's very simple.
And then there's a playlist.
Yeah, and we can...
É sempre a mesma treta... Tudo seguido à letra nos modelos da construção. Mesmo sendo normais, eles são todos iguais com a standardização.
And this is George. I met this man in Portugal, in middle of nowhere. He's a bricklayer, farmer, and he writes some poetry. And one time he sent me poetry, and I said, "Wow, it's incredible!" And it's about the landscape of Portugal, about the architecture, about the feeling, about the idea of, you know, when you are Portuguese and you live in Germany and you decide to come back to build some castle. And it's never finished, you know, simplicity, what kind of life he have, and he writes that for me, and it's not linked with my work, but with my preoccupation.
Yeah. I hope a lot of people will come and see it several times then, because it's going to be a changing installation. Thank you very much, Wilfried Almendra.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can hear the installation and the poetry anywhere by connecting to www.wilfridalmendra.com. No sounds are made in Gareth Nyandoro's first solo show in Paris. He comes from Harare in Zimbabwe and is already a known artist in the Netherlands, South Africa and the UK. He was inspired by the space in the Palais de Tokyo to combine his paper, ink and fascination with football and public spaces with the big green oblong wooden boxes which sit on the walls of the quays of the River Seine in the centre of Paris. They usually belong to people known as bouquinistes, bouquin, a word for book in French. The bouquinistes sold old books. Nowadays, the bouquinistes sell fewer books and illustrations and more souvenirs of Paris. At the end of the day, though, just the same, the sellers keep their wares locked inside the green wooden boxes. Nyandoro has hung paper portraits of footballers in his, and next to them, a photo studio background sheet with cut-out football shirts placed on it as if they were posing for a team photo, but without the footballers inside. In a similar studio set-up at one end, a multicoloured corner flag stands in front of another enormous sheet with a fake digital printout of a football player walking away. Gareth Nyandoro's work is meticulous and metaphorical.
When I came here, I see the bouquinists on the street, which was for me also like a temporary kind of architecture. But what intrigued me most about the bouquinist is like a library also at the same time. It's a very archival kind of space. And then also thinking about the space that I was going to show, it's a longish kind of space, which for me suggested like an arena. So I started to layer things also around the arena, and also visiting some African markets in Paris. I find also it's chaotic, but it's order in its sense, because you find everything there. You find color, you find harmony in it. So
are the markets different in Paris from those in Harare?
They're almost the same, you know, so that's more of my interest in such kind of things, or how I connect different spaces together.
And then also football has crept in. It's something that you're particularly fond of, I understand.
Yeah. I kind of like put also another layer about football because of the space that I had, and visually, like, I just wanted to bring a new twist in the sense that it's something that we always see and like, but there hasn't been like an honor, you know, to this kind of beautiful game, you know.
All these different football shirts that you've painted, and you've created a kind of collage with paper with the names of football players, like, well, there's Weah, Drogba, Miller, Okocha. How did you choose which footballers' shirts to show there?
I'm just like also trying to celebrate them, you know, and also in a prestigious kind of space, but also talking about markets as well, you know, like football also is also like a market, and you know, football is colorful, so yeah.
And yet you use white paper, you use a lot of black lines. Can you tell us actually about your technique?
I have something that looks like an etching, but in a very big format.
Is that all done on computer then?
No, it's not done on computer. It's,
can we just walk over here? Because the lines are so extremely fine. Mm-hmm. This is all done by hand then?
Yeah, I pretend to be like a software, like Photoshop. For example, when you see it, it's like very big format, but I work in different small pieces, then I collage it back. So I'm kind of like a software where you zoom in and work on a certain particular space. So it's like zoom in when you have it closed on the desk, and also zoom out when you put it on the wall and try to see if it's working. You really have to see it physically, because there's so much fine detail in it. But at the same time, they are really big surfaces. At the same time also, it's like pixelation. You have two different experiences, you know, when you see it close and also when you see it from a distance.
I wish you all the very best with this, and it's great to have you here in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And my thanks to Wilfried Almendra and to you for listening. Join me, Roslyn Hyams, next week at the same time for Cinephile. I'll be speaking to Sonia Cronlund for her documentary called Nothingwood, about a local hero who's become a one-man cinema empire in Afghanistan. So until then, goodbye.